Hello. As Speaker of the House, it is my privilege to welcome you all to this celebration of courage and patriotism, 75 years to the day since the USS Indianapolis met its fate while sailing through the Philippine Sea toward the end of World War II. Today, despite the unprecedented circumstances, we come together as the United States Congress bestows its highest honor, the Congressional Gold Medal, on the crewmen of the USS Indianapolis. Thank you to the entire Indiana delegation, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb and Secretary of the Navy Kenneth Braithwaite, and Brigadier General Goodwin for your efforts to make this momentous event possible. Thank you as well to Leader Mitch McConnell, Leader Chuck Schumer, and Leader Kevin McCarthy for helping to ensure that this virtual ceremony would be such a wonderful success. And thank you to Honorary Captain Toady and all those joining online to recognize and pay tribute to the American heroes of the USS Indianapolis. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please stand as you are able for the presentation of the colors and the national anthem.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air,
right shoulder, arm. Color stern, arm.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we ask your blessing today on the survivors of the USS Indianapolis, their family members, friends, and members of the legacy organization at this virtual reunion. Ever since the first reunion on July 30th and 31st of 1960, which was organized by Giles McCoy and 15 survivors, these men have gathered to remember and to give thanks. They know the importance of reflecting on the sacrifices of the men who were lost at sea and the lifelong hardships of the men who survived and continue to grieve for their shipmates. They cherish their memories. Over the years, the survivors and their families have built tremendous bonds of friendship and mutual support. The men who sailed on the USS Indianapolis, one of only two Portland-class heavy cruisers, were awarded 10 battle stars for their bravery, and their final mission played a vital role in ending the war. Lord, we are blessed to be able to honor the survivors who are still living. Continue to bless them and their families and all the friends and supporters who keep alive the memories of the brave men of the USS Indianapolis. We ask all of this in your holy name. Amen.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam Cox, the Director of the Naval History and Heritage Command. Today we commemorate the valor and sacrifice of the 1,195 sailors who served aboard the Indianapolis when she was torpedoed and sunk by a Japanese submarine I-58 in the last days of the war on 30 July 1945. Only 316 of her crew survived the 12 minutes that it took the ship to sink and the horrific 4 days adrift in the open ocean afterwards. It's also important to note that the crew of the Indianapolis were heroes long before she was hit by Japanese torpedoes. The ship served in 10 major battles throughout the Pacific War, from the first U.S. Navy's offensive actions in New Guinea in the hot tropics to the frigid waters of the Aleutians. And during most of the war, she served as a flagship for Admiral Raymond Spruance, who led the U.S. Navy's offensive across the Central Pacific from the Gilbert Islands, the Marshalls, the Marianas, the Carolines, through Iwo Jima and on to Okinawa, frequently bombarding enemy positions ashore in support of U.S. Marines. She shot down 9 enemy aircraft before, at Okinawa, she was finally hit and badly damaged by a Japanese kamikaze suicide plane. Following her repairs, she was given the critical top secret mission of taking key components of the first atomic bomb from the United States to the B-29 bomber base on Tinian Island, and she did so in record time. Only a few days later, she had her encounter with I-58 in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night. There were numerous lessons learned from this tragedy that have been incorporated into operational procedures of the U.S. Navy even today. And if there's a lesson from the survivors, it's never, ever give up. Thank you.
On behalf of every sailor, Marine, and civilian in the Department of the Navy serving today, I send our sincere thanks and appreciation to the brave veterans of USS Indianapolis and to your families for your record of service and sacrifice. From Pearl Harbor to the final days of World War II, you and your shipmates, as part of our greatest generation, completed mission after mission, taking the fight to the enemy and changing the course of history. In the waning days of the war, you didn't stop when a kamikaze struck your ship. You made it safely back to port and returned quickly to sea to carry out one of the greatest missions of World War II. You didn't know the cargo you carried from San Francisco to the Marianas Islands in July of 1945 would change the course of the war. You just knew it had to make it through dangerous waters. So you set speed records, kept the watch, braved the contested waters, and delivered the atomic bomb. If it wasn't for you and your shipmates, history may have turned out very differently. We, all Americans, owe you a forever debt of gratitude. We must always hold close to our hearts those who died when your storied ship was torpedoed on your return, and those who perished over the horrific 4 days that followed, one of the darkest chapters in our naval history. We can never forget the astounding gift and bravery shown.